Following the shadow cabinet meeting held at MDCT, leader Morgan Tsvangirai's residence in Harare, cabinet and Tsvangirai spokesperson Luke Tamborinyoka told Studio 7 that his party expressed concern at the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's plans to introduce bond notes, saying such a move was detrimental to the country's economic growth.
The shadow cabinet expressed the concern. It noted with concern that this is what government has decided to do. It noted with concern that Zimbabweans have walked this road before, and it was a traumatic road. In 2008-2007, we had the same era of bearer checks, and we had poor quintillionaires and poor millionaires in the country. So the shadow cabinet was very much disturbed that this government wants to walk the same road again. Having noted this, the shadow cabinet also had detailed presentations of how this new measure was going to affect all sectors of the economy and how it was going to affect ordinary Zimbabweans.
Tamborinyoka said the shadow cabinet felt that the proposed introduction of the bond notes that has been criticized by several Zimbabweans was a ploy by the ZANU-PF government to print money to enable it to pay civil servants' salaries and for other services because the government purse is empty.
It is actually very clear that this government is broke. This government has run out of money. This cash crisis was beginning to affect this government. You can actually tell that in the very near future, this government was not going to be able to pay its own civil servants. And you and me know that it wants to use these bond currencies to pay civil servants because it is broke.
But Central Bank Governor John Mangunjga told Studio 7 by phone that the RBZ does not make key fiscal decisions along political lines. The central bank chief added that his bank's proposed intervention was meant to ease the cash shortages being experienced by members of the public. Contacted for comment, ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo requested questions in writing, but he had not responded at the time of going to air. Tamborinyoka says the MDCT has called for an urgent national executive meeting Thursday to map the way forward, noting that this issue now requires a political solution.
It was also noted that the root cause of this crisis was political, and that what was needed was an urgent political response, a comprehensive political response to this economic madness.
But political analyst David Masunda says he does not see the government backtracking on its plans to introduce the bond notes.
And this is a decision that must have been taken at the very highest level, given the crisis that we are facing in terms of hard cash from the banks. This is not, I think, an easy decision that came from either the governor or his office. It must have come from government itself, realizing that that might be the only way to address the situation. Whether it is political or not, it depends on where you are looking at. But I think it is one practical way of trying to address the issue. And it might not be very popular because Zimbabweans still have that feeling of the bearer notes at the back of their mind.
Tamborinyoka said his party wants the country to maintain the current multi-currency regime, arguing that Zimbabwe's economy was not yet stable. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.